Eyeballing It by Nightscript. Boom! T-Rex, a great and powerful overlord to rule all overlords, stood victoriously over what little remained of the sad and now ruined Equestria. He had won. Nearly. Any pathetic military power that the once proud nation once had was now crushed. Every unicorn mage that challenged him had been mercilessly struck down. The elements of harmony themselves had been defeated. There was now only one thing that stood between him and absolute victory. The Alicorn Princesses. Or rather, the Alicorn Princess. The one. Uno, singular, final, only Alicorn Princess, Flurryheart. T-Rex had already absorbed the magic of literally every other being in existence on the planet, and the other Alicorns were no exceptions. All he had to do now was beat a foal at a game of hide and seek, a game that Flurryheart was actually pretty good at.
Come out, wherever you are!
T-Rex boomed in his loud, conquering voice.
You can't hide forever, my little pony!
No, I'm not coming out!
Flurryheart yelled.
You're a meanie, and I don't play with meanies!
T-Rex looked out into the direction that the little foal's voice came from. He smiled sinisterly as he now began to close in on his prey. Soon, this would be all over. Soon. He would stand victorious. Soon he would take a much-deserved tropical vacation. Assuming there was still a beach that wasn't completely stripped of its tropicalness by the scars of battle that now clung deep into the earth from weeks of fighting. Yes, even medical doomsday overlords had to take a vacation from time to time. But that wasn't the point. Soon he would taste victory. With a massive hand, he ripped a house out of the ground, revealing a small Alicorn foal, who only met his gaze with a death glare that could have punctured steel.
What do you want, meanie?
Flurryheart demanded.
Why, isn't it obvious?
T-Rex replied. He attempted to grab the small foal, but was not quite quick enough to catch her before she flew back several meters, and shot a bolt of magic into his face. The magical attack simply bounced off and flew back into the air, before coming down and hitting a small cottage, turning it into a pile of stuffed animals. T-Rex grinned again, knowing that this small filly was only delaying the inevitable. Flurryheart grew angry as T-Rex continued to grin. She shot several more attacks in his direction, each bouncing off and hitting an object off in the distance.
Why won't you go away?
Flurryheart yelled after growing frustrated with the ineffectiveness of her magical attacks. Yet again, she fired another blast with the same effect.
Oh, come on!
T-Rex mocked, finding satisfaction in the small Alicorn's frustration.
You can do better than that. I'll even lower my defenses for you.
There was a flash as any magical wards that he had been defending himself with were deactivated.
Go ahead, hit me with your best shot.
Usually, T-Rex wasn't the kind for playing with his food, but it was hard work being an evilly villainous villain. And he figured he might as well savor the last one before he retired to that tropical place. Flurryheart fired another bolt at T-Rex, still with no effect. He was now vulnerable, but the very magic that coursed through his veins was enough to deflect any attack from the small filly. He was almost invincible. Almost. T-Rex sighed, finally having had enough of the small filly. He rushed forward and plucked her out of the air as she charged up another attack. Without hesitation, he opened his mouth and absorbed, more like ate actually, all of her magic in a single gulp. Then he assumed the hoofball stance and threw Flurryheart into the air and past the horizon, where she then faded into but a small dot, before disappearing completely.
Welp, looks like my work here's done.
T-Rex said as he whipped his hands together and patted himself on the back for a job well done. Now there was only one thing left to do. Now that he was victorious at last, it was time that he went off on that tropical vacation that he had been daydreaming about, as a puny and insignificant Alicorn had been throwing what could hardly be called attacks at him. Everything was great. He had finally beaten everyone on the planet and had successfully become the new god of this world. It was his proudest moment in life. From here on out, he was the boss of this world, and it was his to recreate in his own image. Nothing could possibly take a dump on this day. Unfortunately for T-Rex, this assumption couldn't have been any more incorrect. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a 20-kilo ferrous slug, which had been accelerated to 1.3% of light speed by the main gun of an Everest-class dreadnought, struck him in the head with the force of a 32-kiloton bomb, which most ignorant jackasses would not know is 3 times the yield of the city buster dropped on Hiroshima. T-Rex was immensely powerful, but he had made a huge mistake when he lowered his own defenses to taunt the little filly that he had just done battle with. As the bomb suddenly and mercilessly ripped his body apart on a molecular scale, all the magic that he had stolen flew out at immense speeds, rushing back to all of its original owners. Even Flurryheart, who was still flying through the air, got her magic back and was able to catch herself before impacting any solid objects. This day was a major victory for Equestria, which was now getting a chance to rebuild after yet another magically cataclysmic event. Indeed, the history books would refer to this day a triumph that had nearly ended as a defeat. There was only one real disappointment in this whole situation, and that was for the historians, who would forever go on to write about this day without actually having any clues as to what the hell actually happened.
10,000 years ago, in a galaxy far off in distant space.
Serviceman Chang was many things. He was a dedicated husband, a loving father, a loyal alliance soldier, and a human. One thing he was not was a cowboy shooting from the hip. This meant that for today, and for the next week, he was now the janitor of the barracks. As part of his punishment, he had to scrub the entire bathroom with a toothbrush. And not even one of those fancy Mass Effect field-powered toothbrushes that cost a fortune. He had to scrub with a regular old toothbrush. This was taking him ages, and he hated every second of it. It wasn't his fault that the computer was taking so long to give him a firing solution. What was he supposed to do? Let the Batarian pirates get away? He continued to scrub the bottom of the toilet bowl before him before his attention was caught by the sound of a flush just a few stalls over. Another Alliance soldier stopped behind him after exiting the other stall. The other soldier looked down at him and grinned just slightly, finding mild humor in Serviceman Chunk's current situation. He let out a barely audible chuckle at the sight before actually speaking.
"Let me guess," he said. "You tried to eyeball it, didn't you?"
Serviceman Chang sighed.
"Yep."
Hello and welcome to Common Time with Visual Pony once again. And once again, I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the link down in the description below. Every dollar helps, is needed, and very much appreciated. So please consider supporting us, because believe me, we need it. And now, let me get into the meat of this, and I just want to tell you, like, the whole thing here, because there's actually a very interesting comment in the author's notes. Just let me tell you, this story was published, let me say, on the 15th of October, 2016. I'm recording this on the 27th of October, 2020. Here's the funny part. That's like 4 years ago. 4 years and a few days. And in the author's note, the author says, "Oh, Mass Effect, how I love you so. I can't wait to see what kind of fodder Andromeda supplies us with. I can already see the fanfictions now. Goes blind. Take me to hospital, please." So here's the thing. So this was written before the release of Fallout, of Mass Effect Andromeda. And we all know what dumpster fire that became. Like, "I'm sorry, my face is tired." Just Google it if you don't know it. Google that phrase. "I'm sorry, my face is tired." I'm going to do it right now. "I'm sorry, my face is tired." It even comes up in the suggestions. Just looking at the pictures, it was like this this hilarious thing where the emotions weren't really done well. The animations in Andromeda were just horrible. The game was a buggy mess on release. And not only that, I personally like Mass Effect Andromeda, but that is only because one thing. I have the opinion, and I know it's an unpopular one, that Mass Effect Andromeda is a good game, but not a good Mass Effect game. It doesn't belong into the Mass Effect universe. That's where I'm standing there. However, in this story here, basically imagine this dude who's now or has 10,000 years ago scrubbed those bathrooms. He's long dead by now. Serviceman Chung. He has tried to fire this slug at escaping pirates and missed. And so this slug for 10,000 years flies through space. And just when T-Rex has won, this wayward slug hits him in the head. What are the chances? I love it. I just love it. And the word of the day today is... what should it be? Cherry pie. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony.